재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You are hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines that happened on this day, this very day in history. Now today it is Wednesday, August 12th. 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 8월 12일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요?
Well, let's take a look at this here. Now, this one, wow, it is from 1981.
1981년에 나오는 헤드라인인데요.
And this one here is talking about TVs, specifically black and white versus color. So let's take a look at it here in Korean first, and then we'll break it on down into English, and we'll have a nice little chat. Sound good? So this here says,
7월 말 56만 대 작년보다 70% 늘어. 컬러 TV 전자 제품 수출 주종.
And so what that's talking about there, if I'm going to summarize the whole headline, because it's quite long, it says 560,000 units at the end of July. Color TV takes the major part in electronic exports by increasing 78% higher than last year, which is quite impressive if you think about it at that time in 1981. So you guys know we've talked about counters. In Korean, we'll often have counters go with a lot of numbers. When we talk about people, we talk about 명, that's the counter for people. When we talk about animals, we have 마리. And here we have the counter 대, which is like units. It's often used for counting electronics here. Now, when we talk about electronics, we use the word 전자 제품. 전자 제품. So that's talking about electronics here. But these are electronic exports. And when we talk about exports, we use the term 수출. 수출. So that's that term for exports here. Now, this one here is talking about how these color TVs, obviously, I'm sure you guys understood, color TV, that one was an easy one there, that's a given. Color TVs here were the major part of those electronic exports, the big one, a huge part, the largest part of it. And we use that term, 주종. 주종, which is from these Chinese characters here, meaning the largest part or major part. And apparently, at that time there, the main exports in Korea was changing from black and white TVs over to color TVs. So apparently, it had increased. In 1 year, there was an increase of 78% in that same period. And it was expected that they were going to surpass the million mark that year. So they were very excited at the time to hear this because at that time, Korea's electronics exports became the world's largest exporting country. They had about 5.14 million units back in 1980, which is just like crazy to think about here. But these black and white TVs at the time cost about $50 per unit, whereas a color TV on average is about $200 for like a 14-inch one and about $250 for a 19-inch one. But those were those TVs without remote controls. I don't know if you guys can picture like the TVs that had the little knob on them, those rotary TVs. Yeah, those were what they were talking about here. And for me personally, this really brought me back because my grandparents actually had a black and white TV in their basement, I think it was. 네, 우리 외할머니, 외할아버지가 집에서 그 흑백 TV가 있었거든요. They had this like, what was it? It was this really old one with a knob, and we had this antenna on the roof of the house, and when it was snowing, we'd have to climb up there and adjust the antenna. My PD's nodding right now. He's just like, yes, girl, you know what I'm talking about here. And I'm like, yeah, I had to go up there. That was my job. I had to go up and change the antenna. That was cold. And so you'd have to move the antenna around to get the TV to show up. But I remember the day we got, like, my grandma got this color TV. It was so nice. And she was so excited. They put it in the kitchen because that's how excited they were. We're like, we're putting this color TV in the kitchen. And I was like, Grandma, what? And so it was just like a really exciting moment here in our family. But even for movies, I loved watching black and white movies growing up. I'm trying to think. I think my favorite one that I used to watch all the time were those Shirley Temple movies. I don't know if you guys even know who Shirley Temple is. I know a lot of my Korean friends did not. I don't think that was like transcended across the ocean here. But I watch black and white movies all the time, even to this day. They're wonderful. So I'm curious about you guys. Have you ever watched any black and white movies or any maybe TV shows too? Some, you know, older westerns or something like that. And what did you think of them when you were watching them? Let me know on the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. We'd love to hear from you guys. 네, 여러분, 흑백 영화나 TV 프로그램을 시청해 보신 적이 있나요? 어땠나요? 50번에 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. But now let's take a listen to our next song. It's by Modern Talking and it's called TV Makes the Superstar. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. Now, before we get into our final headline here, I just want to read off some of your comments about the black and white 흑백 TV or movies or programs, whatever it might be. And Becca here says, I would buy a black and white TV to save $150. Honestly, I feel like they have a sort of charm to them. I don't know. Maybe it's that whole neutral thing that's going on where like those retro things are becoming trendy again. So maybe that's why I like it. I don't know. I'm one of those people that loves film cameras too. So who knows? Potatoes, love Potato Queen DJ Kayla. Oh my gosh. This name will never not be great. I love this. Says, those days they have black and white colored TVs and now we have transparent TVs. It's true. It's a thing. And those that pop out of nowhere too. Do you mean kind of like those 3D televisions? I've heard about these where there's like 3D televisions that you can wear these like glasses with that well as well. I've heard of these. But I'm curious, what are transparent TVs? Are these like the see-through screens, sort of hologrammy ones? Let me know. I'd love what you mean by this because this is my first time here. About that. So cool. And then finally, Leah May here says, I really love those Charlie Chaplin movies. My mom is a big fan of those soundless black and white films. I'm also a fan, especially of Audrey Hepburn from a long time ago. I love Audrey Hepburn. I love Audrey Hepburn so much. I've seen almost every one of her movies. And I really do love a lot of those. Or even the movies that start off as black and white, but then switch into color in like the middle of the movies. I love those too. I think it's just kind of this cool effect that they had back then. But anyway, thank you so much for your comments, everyone. But as you know, we got to get to our next headline. So let's get to it. Korean에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. You know how it goes here. I'm going to just take this headline and break it on down. Make it nice and easy. Give you those key words, those key phrases, key expressions, just, you know, key information that you need in order to understand what is going on in the news these days. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today, we're going to have to get to something here, and I feel like it's quite important. We're talking about proper posture here. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 올바른 자세에 대한 내용이네요. And the reason we're talking about this here is because especially in Seoul these days, due to all the flooding, there's been lots of commuting going on in the public transportation system. So we'll read this off in Korean first. We'll switch it on over into English, and then I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Now it says here, 서울 주요 도로 통제, 출근길 비상, 지하철 버스에서 올바른 자세는? And so when we're talking about this here, for the whole title here, it's saying that the Seoul main roads are restricted right now. And that's due to all that flooding that I mentioned here. And now rush hour is kind of in an emergency state. It's in an emergency. So what is the proper posture for the subway and the bus. Now, I'm not saying you have to like strictly follow this here in terms of that way. It's more of just like what would be beneficial, like actual proper for your body. So when we're talking about main roads here, we use the term 주요. 주요. 주요 means main. So when we add that to 도로, 도로 is like a road here. So you get 주요 도로. That is the main roads that we were referring to. And this next one that follows it here, the 통제, I had actually mentioned this last week when we first talked about the flooding here. And that's because when that happens, there's often restriction or traffic control that goes on. So this is talking about those main roads being restricted. 주요 도로 통제. Now, we talked about how that rush hour period, it's in an emergency state right now, an emergency. And as you know, we've talked about 출근길, 퇴근길, 출퇴근길, that's that rush hour period. But it says 비상, 비상, and that's talking about emergency. 비상 is emergency. And so finally, we started talking here about proper posture. So on the subway, 지하철, and on the bus, 버스에서, what is the proper posture? And proper is 올바른. 올바른, that is proper. And then posture, when you're talking about your body posture, you say 자세. Now, Charles here says, when DJ Kayla said proper posture, I immediately fixed my posture. I did the same thing. I bet you all saw me just literally sit up like this. So we're all the same. It's fine. But that's kind of what this article was talking about here, was how when people are, you know, having to take these long hours either on public transportation or in their cars and they're having to drive. Like even today, I had our guest here said that they were in the car for almost 3 hours. And so, you know, it's a long time to be sitting in this position, and it can cause tiredness and fatigue in your body if you're not having proper posture. Oh my goodness, my English. Papa posture. And so what they recommend in this article here in order to kind of fix that proper posture here is by when you're on the subway, if you're on a very crowded subway, try to hold that handle lightly. Don't grip it in a death grip here. Lightly, and then kind of put one foot in front of the other and kind of stand a little like sideways, and then put that balance evenly weighted. Like try not to rock too much to one side or the other. Just keep it balanced. And make sure that you are kind of lined up straight here. And if you are going to look at your phone, which I don't blame you, I am bored on the subway as well, try to bring it in front of your face here. Don't keep it down or you'll get that lovely turtleneck syndrome that we talked about. Keep it in front of your face about 30 centimeters and try, for the sake of your eye health, to look at some other things far off in the distance so that your eyes can adjust to that, not having that screen, that blue light syndrome that we all talked about here. But I'm kind of curious about your guys' experience. Do you guys have proper posture when you're on the subway, on the bus, right now? Let me know by leaving me a comment on our TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. 네, 여러분은 버스나 지하철에서 올바른 자세를 유지하시나요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글창에 댓글을 남겨주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. But now our next song is by Pippi Longstocking and it's called 바보 버스.